Welcome back to Husky Drive Time here on Mix 93. We are having a good time today as we get set to talk about Michigan Tech men's and women's cross country. And our good friend Joe Hagenmiller is with us. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Dirk. If you're having a good time, it's just going to get better.
Well, that's why we have this segment, of course. Yeah, nice to have you with us, Joe. Talk about the men's and women's cross country teams, a little time off, and what was going on.
Well, we took a little time off to get in a little bit of training and then a little bit of recovery from some good training. We had some really good workouts, and now we're getting ready for the UP Championships coming up this weekend.
Where will those be held at, and what kind of courses are you going to be running on?
We're going to be running on the NMU golf course on Friday afternoon. For our diehard fans, we'll be just a little bit east of Harvey off of M28 there at it used to be called Chocolate Downs. Kind of a little rolling course and good for the spectators because it's around a 2K loop, so you'll have a chance to see the athletes three or four times.
Joe, you've had a couple of good performers, one on each side pretty much all season. They've been among the leaders in every race that they've run, and Sean Pengelly and Deidre Irwin. And you talked about earlier in the season keeping those guys fresh and running fast at the end of the season. As we're nearing that point, how do you feel like they're doing and as a team as a whole?
Well, with Sean and Deidre, I'm excited. They've been consistent, and they have been consistently awesome for us. And when you're consistent, you'd like them to be consistently awesome instead of consistently mediocre.
Sure.
So with the awesome part, they seem to really just be building on what they're doing each weekend and keep getting a little better and a little better. So it's really exciting to see the level that those two are at. Just unbelievable. I don't know that we've had anybody in the last 15 years that's been running at the level that these two are running at. So that's really exciting. Hopefully they can do something special at the regional championships and go on to represent us at the national championships. And it's been a while since I talked about that being a possibility during cross-country running, so I'm really excited about that. The rest of the team is kind of getting closer and closer to Sean and Deidre each week, and that's good too because that's what we need to have a good team result.
Seems like we've got as much depth or maybe more depth on these both of these teams than we've had in quite a while. Give us your assessment on that.
Well, yeah, I have a real good problem to have, and it's really tough to figure out where the bubble is to travel people. On the women's side, we had seven people break 20 minutes down at Kenosha. That's kind of a benchmark for us, 20 minutes at Kenosha. As far as okay, now you're competing with the big dogs up at the front of the pack, or at least in the middle of the pack, and you're really running competitively. For the men, there's no doubt about it, we've got a deep team, and the difference between our fifth runner and our eighth, ninth is really a slim margin. So it's really exciting.
Coach, do you monitor Sean a little bit closer, knowing that what he has the potential to do as far as not working him too hard in practice or anything like that?
I can't say that we monitor him day-to-day. We try to communicate with him well and have him communicate well with us back. Coach Scott and I talked to him at the beginning of the season to talk about, okay, we want to do something real special this year. Let's focus a little bit more on the recovery and understand that the training, with the training, sometimes more is less, and rather than going out and doing the absolute max that you think your body may be able to tolerate, let's dial it back just a little bit and make sure you're getting in enough, but make sure that you're really coming back from each workout so that your next workout is to be just able to be just that much better because you're coming into it with a full tank of gas.
Well, it's very interesting all the science behind it and what you guys have to do to make sure your runners are in the best shape and condition possible. But we wish you the best of luck. UP Championships down in Marquette. Do you like this course, Joe? I mean, is this something that you think we can thrive on?
Well, I think so, and we better be able to thrive on some golf course fast courses because the conference and regional championships I hear are on pretty darn flat territory. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to stop training on the heavy-duty hills over on the trail system and probably try to get a little bit more to the flatter stuff so that we're used to running flat and really flat out fast.
Well, we appreciate your time. UP Championships down in Marquette. The men's and women's cross-country teams looking to fare very well down there, and we'll have the results for you coming up early on in the week.
Where do you go in Houghton to practice running on flat spaces?
Well, the railroad grade up by the high school on the trail system's not too bad.
All right.
Sometimes I talk to Mark Morosti down at the golf course.
I suppose, yeah.
And talk about running a little bit there. Those are two good areas, and then that rail trail that goes from Houghton towards Chassel is also quite good.
All right, Joe. Hey, good luck this weekend, and we'll see how you guys do down in Marquette, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
Joe,
have a good week.
Joe Hagenmiller from the men's and women's cross-country teams down at the Marquette UP Championships, and that's it for Drive Time today. I want to remind you, Michigan Tech hockey at Ferris State. Friday and Saturday night, make sure you tune on in, 6:30 pregame here on Mix 93 WKMJ. And the big football game this weekend against Ferris State. I have two tickets right now. I'm going to give them away to our first caller, 483-4054. And this is for Ferris State and Michigan Tech at Sherman Field. First caller right now, tickets for the football game. Both teams undefeated, 6-0 for the Huskies, 7-0 for Ferris State. Ferris State ranks 6th in the nation. The Huskies 13th in the nation. Going to the phone lines. Who's our winner?
Hey, I'm Ken Klein.
Kenny Klein, how are you?
Woohoo! Yeah!
Are you telling me you have no access to tickets anymore, Ken?
I may, but it's a little bit of an effort. And, hey, we play Friday night this week, so we're down in Crystal Falls. So I have Saturday wide open, and I was hoping to get to the game.
Well, now you are. Make sure you pick these up on Friday, obviously. And we'll have them here at the front desk.
Oh, awesome. You made my weekend. Thanks.
Well, good. That's what we strive to do, Kenny.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Have a good
one. All right. Kenny Klein, our winner there of the tickets. Anything else, Wes, before we say goodbye?
No, I think we're everybody knows it's a big weekend. Looking forward to the big game at Sherman Field, the big series down in Big Rapids, soccer. Yeah, it's all big this weekend. Make sure you get out and support the Huskies.
And don't forget about getting your tickets for the Michigan Tech hockey game, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, that's a big one we've had circled on the calendar for months now, and it's only, about 10 days away. So looking forward to that as the Huskies host Michigan. Tickets are going fast, so get your tickets, and we'll look forward to having a full house for that.
That is Drive Time right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.